You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Wrestling World. Welcome to a very excited episode of Wrestling World, because Bray Wyatt, aka Wyndham Rotunda, is teasing something. Now, I don't know exactly what this is, and I don't think many other people do either, but we definitely know that it's interesting. It's very intriguing. And it's caught my attention and so many others. Bray Wyatt posted on Twitter an image of this creature type machine looking figure with a quote that said, "He who makes a beast of himself rids himself of the pain of being a man." Now, I've taken a few days to try and figure that out. And he's posted another image of this creature type figure of whatever this is. And I don't know if this is a new character change for Bray, or if this is something in development of something he's working on, maybe for a new character. You know, maybe this is just like the drawing. You know, the outline of the beginning of something exciting. Yeah, so I took a few days to look at this and try and figure out what this meant. Because when you look at a lot of Bray Wyatt's Twitter tweets and videos and promos, it's like solving a puzzle. And I've said that in the past, you know, Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda, he's like a puzzle. He always leaves you on a cliffhanger. He's always giving you something to solve, which is what makes his character very unique. He keeps us all intrigued. And that's what we love about the creativity of Wyndham Rotunda. how he is able to keep the audience attention and pull us in. And he's done that with this image that he's posted and these quotes. But the quote that I just said in the beginning, he who makes a beast of himself rids himself of the pain of being a man, really just got me thinking. A lot of people think that this could be a possible tease for a WWE return. Or could he be joining AEW? It's kind of hard to say he's joining AEW, but anything's possible. But given his asking price, you know, would AEW make that deal and finally bring Wonder Rotunda, you know, to that company? Could Tony Khan finally pull the trigger? And with WWE, the way Bray Wyatt left and the way he was released, they definitely don't seem like they're on good terms. Especially with, you know, Bray dealing with, you know, losing Brody Lee and everything he had going on. I don't think a WWE return is likely, but I wouldn't rule it out. And the only thing that I could think of that this would make sense would be if Wyndham Rotunda is joining Control Your Narrative with Braun Strowman and EC3. Because think about it. That quote, to me, sounds like Bray Wyatt is trying to take control. He's trying to take control of something, a beast, or something, you know. And when you look at the roles of Control Your Narrative, one of the first roles says that you are in control. Now, I know that this is saying a lot coming from just a quote, but could Bray Wyatt be tricking us all, making us all think he's joining WWE or AEW, and then he can go completely to Control Your Narrative? Like I said, I'm not going to rule out a WWE return, but it's very unlikely given the circumstances he was in. So, to me, Control Your Narrative would make sense. You know, this is a new promotion. They want to get as many big names as possible, much like Tony Khan, who has done tremendous. Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt are very close. Now, if I'm somebody like EC3 and Braun Strowman, I want to bring a huge name. I want to get this company going. I want to get the ball rolling. And what better way to do that than to bring one of the biggest names in pro wrestling into your company? And what other What bigger name do you have than Bray Wyatt? Now, we did hear before that AEW had plans to bring Bray Wyatt in. I don't know if this is true. It could very well be a rumor. But whatever happened, those rumors died down, and we never seen that happen. Could it still happen? Of course. I'm not saying now. But AEW has another big pay-per-view coming up. I believe it's in May. I don't exactly remember the name of the pay-per-view. Maybe Double or Nothing. I don't know. But could we possibly be seeing the debut of Wyndham Rotunda? It's a possibility. But then again, like I said, Bray Wyatt is like a puzzle. You don't really know what he's going to do. And that's why I said the control your narrative thing would make sense to me, because I feel like he wants us to believe that AEW and WWE are the only options whenever there's so many other promotions like New Japan, Impact, Ring of Honor, whatever. So we can't rule those promotions out just yet. And who knows if we'll even see anything, because he is working on a movie right now. And according to his father, the IRS man, Mike Rotunda, they've been very busy, Bo Dallas and Wyndham himself. So, you know, maybe a wrestling return isn't totally in plan right now with everything he has going on, which is fine, because like I said before, we have to be patient with Bray Wyatt. We know he's doing well. We know he's healthy. And that's all we should be concerned about. He even said a few weeks back that timing is everything. Timing has to be right. We can't rush a return like Bray Wyatt. We've said, you know, for the past numerous months that Bray Wyatt would appear at this AEW show and that AEW show. And when it didn't happen, we were let down. We assumed he would appear in Brody Lee's hometown. That didn't happen. We were let down. You know, and it's not because he's letting us down. It's because we're very, very impatient as fans, because we want to see our favorite wrestler so bad that we are letting this impatience get the best of us. And trust me, I'm like everybody else. You know, I want to see Bray Wyatt too. But the time has to be perfect. And AEW, if they wanted to, they could definitely pull this off. If there's anything to learn about Tony Khan definitely knows how to give you a big surprise at the perfect time. There have been so many AEW debuts that have surprised us over the last few months. So we definitely know that Tony Khan can pull it off. WWE, on the other hand, you know, if anybody would need a big surprise, a big return, it would be them. Yes, they have Cody, but Cody can't save an entire company. if WWE really wanted to wrong their rights, they would bring Bray Wyatt back, which would be the smart thing to do. You have a top talent like Cody Rhodes. Okay, now it's time to bring some of that talent that was released back. Can you imagine having Cody Rhodes and Bray Wyatt in WWE? That would be huge. Because Bray Wyatt definitely brought interest back in WWE when he was there, especially with the Fiend gimmick and the Funhouse Bray Wyatt gimmick. Then it got even better with Alexa Bliss. Okay, so now that all disappears. Now what do you have? You know, we have Alexa Bliss, who's supposed to be returning, but nothing's set in stone yet. And we haven't seen Bray Wyatt in almost a year. I don't know how WWE dropped the ball. But if they wanted to make things right, they would definitely have him return. And like I said, there's been a lot of speculation that he could possibly return. Many people thought he'd return at WrestleMania. But with the rumors that Cody Rhodes would return at WrestleMania, having Bray Wyatt return in a pay-per-view like that, a big event, would just be above, you know, anything else. So having Bray Wyatt return at WrestleMania wouldn't be the best of options. Does WWE have a plan to bring him back? Maybe. Maybe they do have a plan. And we're just, you know, we're sitting here waiting for it to happen. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know what the plan is. Does Bray Wyatt have something planned? With everything he's been posting, you know, this creature-like figure, it makes me wonder, is this is the start of something new? Could we see this gimmick debut in AEW? Could, you know, there's so much that you can get from this. You can take bits and pieces of this and try to make your own theory about what you think is going to happen. But each time he gives us a piece of something, it's like we just want more, because, you know, it's so intriguing. Just like all the Firefly Funhouse episodes, we love to figure those out because we just didn't know what exactly to think. And they were so fun to figure out because you never knew what was going to happen in the Firefly Funhouse. When it came to a Bray Wyatt segment, you never really knew what to think. All the hidden clues, the Easter eggs, there's so much. If you go back and look, there's so much hidden that I think a lot of people missed, including myself, that's very interesting. And this makes you want to go back and rewatch the Firefly Funhouse, you know, to see if even now, if we could still pick up on something else that maybe we missed. But it makes me wonder, this drawing, this figure that he posted on Twitter, you know, what is it? Somebody said that this is a machine type looking gimmick that Bray Wyatt always, you know, talked about the machine, bringing down the machine. Could this have something to do with that? I have no idea, guys. I am still trying to figure this out. But if I had to guess, my guess would be that he is making a return. Maybe sooner rather than later. And if he's going to make a return, control your narrative would make sense, given how close he is to Braun Strowman, and how, like I said, this is a new company that should be trying to bring in big names. And I actually believe that Eric Redbeard, a.k.a. Eric Rowan, is a part of that company as well. So could we see a Wyatt family reunion? You know, that's a possibility as well. So in my opinion, it would make sense for Wyndham Rotunda, Bray Wyatt, to join Control Your Narrative. Then we can get that Wyatt family reunion. But as big of a star as Bray Wyatt is, an AEW debut would also make sense, given the fact that Control Your Narrative is just now starting out. AEW has been around for a few years. They're probably more popular than WWE, in my opinion. So that would also make sense if he was to go to AEW, which would be a huge slap in the face to WWE, given what happened to Bray Wyatt and his release. So maybe, you know, all the theories about bringing down the machine, what if the machine is WWE? And Bray Wyatt is, you know, signing with this big promotion like AEW, and basically slapping WWE in the face. You know, this would be the biggest slap in the face. So maybe the theory, bring down the machine, if that is what that means, if that is what that figure means in the quote, and all the other quotes before that, if that's what that means, then that would be insane. If WWE is the machine, the only way to bring down that machine is to join AEW, which is WWE's, you know, rival at this point. So the whole bring down the machine theory about this drawing or figure or creature, whatever this is, would make total sense. But like I said, I want more than just these quotes. You know, I want to see more drawings. You know, maybe this is, like I said, maybe this is something new. But I want to know your theories, guys. You know, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think, you know, we'll see Bray Wyatt debut soon? I definitely want to know your thoughts, because there's so much to take from this. And he's posted these tweets, you know, within the last couple of days. But he's given us, you know, the pieces to the puzzle. It's our job to solve it. What do you think is next? It's definitely interesting, guys. But when I seen this on Twitter, I definitely knew I had to talk about this, and I was excited to go home and do this podcast and talk about this puzzle that we have to figure out. Anything is possible when it comes to Bray Wyatt, guys. You never know what the guy is going to do. Don't be surprised if he just magically appears on AEW one day. Don't be surprised if maybe he could appear on Raw one day. Who knows? There's always, Aleister Black's, Malakai Black, sorry. There's always his House of Black. What if Wyndham Rotunda would join the House of Black in AEW? So there would be room for him in AEW joining that stable. What if Bray Wyatt was to join Dark Order and become the new leader, taking Brody Lee's place? That would make sense. Or there's also, in WWE, there's also Edge's new faction, which is this new brood-like stable, this new thing he has going on with Damian Priest. What if he was to recruit new members? It's rumored that Rhea Ripley might join. What if Bray Wyatt was to also join as well? Could we see Bray Wyatt finally make his return? What if all this is, Bray Wyatt planting the seeds to make his return? There's so many options. There's so many ways he could fit. So maybe we are figuring out the puzzle. Or maybe there's still missing pieces out there that we need to decipher and put together. Who knows? But I definitely want to hear your thoughts, guys. Shoot me a message on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Definitely want to hear your thoughts on this. Let me know what you guys think. Thank you all for listening. Have a great day. I will hit you guys up next week for a new episode. God bless and good night.